Everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus Christ is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Satan loves to burn salt. Satan loves to burn salt. I want to tell you, for those that believe in Jesus Christ, that you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be even seasoned? You know, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says that not only are you the salt of the earth, but you are also the light of the world. But if the salt became tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled upon foot by men. The Bible says that you are also the light of the world. A city set on a hill just cannot be hidden. I'm here to tell you today that you are the salt of the earth, but Satan loves to burn salt. I don't know, I remember the day I was in my chemistry class, we took this table salt, which is made up of sodium and chlorine, And this chlorine, it when it was set on fire, the color of the flames changed. The color of the flames changed. You see, chlorine is not metallic, but sodium is, and that is what changes the color of the flames. You see, I'm here to tell you that this evil person that was in my chemistry lab, he was laughing as he set the salt on fire. He set the salt on fire. You might ask, what is salt? Well, it's a chemical compound. It's made up of sodium and chloride. But this chemistry satanic demon set the salt on fire. The salt was set on fire. And of course, there's two kinds of salt. There's one in sea salt that is produced all over the world, and there's beds of sea salt, and it's allowed to evaporate until it is caked surface of salt. But this evil chemistry student with these crazy looking glasses was laughing and chuckling at me as he burned the salt, and the flames produced this flame of different color. And I thought to myself that the Bible says that those who believe in Jesus are the salt of the world. That those that believe in Jesus are the salt of the world. And as I'm in my class, and in the chemistry class, and he looked at me and he says, "Do you want to burn some salt?" And then I started thinking back and how many people were burned to the stake. And I started thinking of, boy, not only does Satan want to burn salt, but he wants to burn you to the stake and roll you down a hill. Satan is in the business of burning salt. Because why? Satan doesn't like flavor, and he doesn't want to preserve anything. You see, you are the salt of the world. The Bible says that you were born not only to be salt, but you were born to be light. You see, the Bible says that you were born to be precious because salt is very precious. Salt had worth. In Jesus' day, salt was a valued commodity. Yes, salt had so much worth, they'd even pay the Roman soldiers. You see, you are the salt of the earth. Yes, you have this preserving influence. Salt was used to preserve meats. Yes, and to stop decay. Yes, you have this preserving influence. And not only salt was, it had flavor. You are a flavorful people. Yes, that is why you were called to be the salt of the earth. But I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to burn salt. Satan loves to burn salt. He loves to burn the salt around the world. Just like this evil chemist. As he said, "Pastor Dean, let's go burn some salt together." And I said, "Yeah, but when you burn the salt, it takes a high melting point." You see, to burn salt takes a lot of burning. You just can't burn salt. You just can't burn salt because there's a high melting point to burn salt. 800 degrees Celsius or 1400 degrees Fahrenheit. And not only when you burn salt, the changes of the color of the flame, it changes the flames. And so he said, "Let's go burn some salt, Pastor Dean." And he chuckled at me and he laughed. And he said, "Ah, ha, 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 I want to burn all the salt of the world." And I said, "You know what, you evil chemist? You can just go right to hell. Because my Jesus told me that I'm salt of the earth. And if you're going to burn me, then you better turn up the heat. Because Jesus Christ, it's hard to burn. Couldn't burn Jesus Christ. They tried to burn him on the cross. They tried to crucify Jesus Christ and He arose from the grave. But the Bible says in Mark chapter 9, verse 50, salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. Luke chapter 14, verse 34, salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? You see, back in that day, the Bible says that you that believe in Jesus Christ, you are the salt of the world. You are the one that's supposed to preserve this history of America. You are the ones that's supposed to be unique and have some flavor to other people around you. You're the ones that's supposed to preserve the Constitution. You're the ones that's supposed to stand up against this corruption. Yes, salt was used to preserve food in many pre-industrial societies. Perhaps that was indeed the main use for salt in quantitative terms anyway. Jesus asked, what is if the salt loses its savior? And this brings us that though a small quantity to add flavor to food, you know how small salt is? It takes a little tiny bit of salt to add flavor to a whole lot. And you might be tiny wherever you're at. You might think you don't can make a difference wherever you're at. You might think that you're not good enough or you're not wealthy enough. But it just takes a little bit of salt to add flavor to a whole bunch of meat. It only takes a little bit of salt to add flavor to your community. Oh, come on, somebody. God has called you to be the salt of the world to add some flavor to this evil society. What kind of flavor are you adding? You, right now, you have no flavor. You ever eat some food that has no flavor? That's you. You have no flavor to you. You're a moron. You worship your cell phone. You have no flavor. Yes, but Jesus Christ has called us to have flavor, to be unique, to add something to this world. Oh, come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you that Satan loves to burn salt. And he not only does he love to burn salt, he laughs and rejoices every time he puts up the heat upon you to burn. Oh, come on, somebody. But Jesus said that it's hard to burn the salt because there's a high melting point. I'm here to tell you, you're not gonna melt if you love Jesus. Satan might put up the heat on you just a little bit, but Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth and you're not gonna melt. Oh, come on, somebody. Satan loves to burn salt. And I don't know why he loves to burn salt. Matter of fact, salt just can't be burned that easy. There has to be a high melting point to even burn. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus says that you are the salt of this earth. And I'm here to tell you, don't you think it's time for you to preserve what Jesus have given you? Don't you think it's time to add a little flavor to people around you? Don't you think it's time to stand up and bring Jesus back in America again? Oh, yeah! You see, Satan loves to burn salt. You know, back in February of 1555, there was a guy named John Rogers. He was burned alive that Monday morning. He had 9 children. Yes, and his wife and children encouraged him as he faced the flames. Could you imagine this flames as this guy was being burned to the stake? This because he was the salt of the world. This was not like any flame that you ever seen before. This was a very bright flame. You see, you can't just burn salt because it produces a flame like any other flame. They said, hey, you can have deliverance, but just reject the belief in Jesus Christ. So he refused and the fire was lit. And Rogers reached out and he washed his hands in the flames as his body was burned to ashes. I don't know about you why Satan loves to burn salt, but you that love Jesus today, you are the salt of the world. You see, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 35 and 36, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yeah, moreover, the bonds of imprisonment. You understand how many salt around through history has been burned. I don't know, but this satanic chemist looked at me. It was a kind of social engineer, and his whole goal was to burn and to create this masterpiece or this matrix. Yes, these social engineers that are around this nation right now, they're creating an environment to destroy salt. Could you imagine a machine to be created? This machine that is being created in America to destroy salt. But this satanic chemist looked at me. Oh, Pastor Dean, would you like to burn some salt? And I said, no way. And so he turned up the flames, and I said, it's got to be hotter than that. So he said, I'm going to make it even hotter. And I said, you better turn it hotter than that. So he turned up the heat a little bit more to burn. And I said, this salt just doesn't burn. Oh, come on, somebody. Satan is turning up the heat to burn the salt on you. But I'm here to tell you, he's going to have to turn it really hot. You see, they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. And as they sat in the hot, I mean, it was hot. It even burned the guards. And they were sitting there, and it was so hot, and Jesus was right there. The fires didn't even burn him. The fires can't burn you. The fires that was lit for Rogers back in 1555 when they burned him to the stake, it could not burn him. The fires of this world that are being torched today cannot burn you. For those that love Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves to burn salt, or Satan loves to burn salt. But Jesus wants you to be preserved. Jesus wants you to be preserved. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, they literally pursued, they followed after, yes, as one flying enemy. Here it meant to oppress one of account of his belief in Jesus. They tried to go after him because they believed in Jesus Christ. Oh, they tried to destroy their names, their reputations, their properties. They tried to endanger or even take their life. Yes, this, what was happening to those that believed in Jesus Christ today. So this fire was now being put upon him. He stretched out his right hand and thrust it into the flame and held it there a good space. Therefore the fire came to any other part of his body where his hand was seen of every man sensibly burning, crying with a loud voice. This hand held offended. As soon as the fire got up, he was very soon dead, never stirring or crying all the while. Oh, come on, somebody. Satan wants to burn salt. Satan loves to burn salt. I don't know why this Satan loves to burn salt, but Jesus says that you are the salt of the earth. But not only did Jesus say that you are the salt of the earth, but Jesus said that you are also the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp or put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I'm here to tell you that not only are you supposed to give flavor to the people around you, not only are you supposed to preserve the history of around you, but you are so supposed to be the light. Not only does Satan love to burn salt, but he loves to shut off your light. He doesn't want you to have a lamp. He doesn't want you to have a light in your house. He doesn't want you to have light. I don't know why he loves to burn salt and he loves to shut off my lamp, but I'm really getting sick of Satan. And I don't know why he loves to burn salt, but he's a sick bastard. And I don't know why they're creating these machines in America to destroy salt, but they're sick. Jesus called you to be unique. He's called you to have talent. He's called you to use your gifts for His glory. Yes, because you are the light of the world. Jesus, He gives you both that compliment and that great responsibility when He says that you are the light of the world. Yes, you are to illuminate or to expose that which is evil. You're supposed to expose corruption, which is happening all around America today. We live in such a corrupt society. Evil is all around us. But when you step on the presence, wherever the Lord Jesus puts you, you're supposed to illuminate. Therefore, this light must be exposed before it is of any use. Take out your light. Come on, somebody. Expose your light. Your light just can't be hidden. It's like a city set on a hill. It goes against every very nature and the purpose of light, for it is to be hidden. When the Christian hides his light, he fights himself and the Holy Spirit by never letting his light so shine before men. Yes, I'm here to tell you that even as lamps are placed higher so their lights can be more effective, we should look for ways to let our light shine greater and broader ways. Let your light shine. But Satan just turned off your lamp. Satan just took your flashlight and he put it under the bed. I don't know why Satan loves to burn salt, but Jesus Christ has said that you are the salt of this earth. He said that you are the salt of this earth. And so many people that believed in Jesus in the past, they were burned to the stake. They were whipped. They were tied to stones. Their bodies were stretched. They were ripped in half. They were persecuted. The Bible says in Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus has called you to be the salt and the light of the world. Yes, He has called you to be the salt and the light of the world. But yes, I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to burn salt. He wants to burn salt. He loves to burn salt. He's a sick chemist. He gets off at burning salt. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know why Satan wants to burn salt, but he's called you to be light of the world. It's time to be the light of the world. He loves to burn you. He's trying to burn you through your television. He's trying to burn you through mainstream media. He's trying to burn you right now through education. He's trying to burn you. I'm telling you right now, you don't have anything unless you have Jesus. America can't be a nation unless we bring Jesus back. We must have morals once again. We must turn to the Ten Commandments in the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. We must turn back to Jesus. Because why? Because Jesus has called you to be the light of the world. Jesus adds flavor. I'm here to tell you that there's no flavor in America. Every movie that's created, it was something that was created in the past. It's just a remake of what was in the past. Everything's a remake of what happened 20 years ago. Oh, come on, somebody. It's a really sick. There's no flavor anymore. Could you imagine going buying some bubble gum and start chewing that gum that has no flavor? This is what's happening to America. America has no flavor anymore. And Satan loves to burn salt. And I'm here to tell you that in Luke 14, the Bible says salt is good. Salt is good. What about you today? Do you have flavor to you? Do you have a little bit of flavor, or do you just follow everybody else? Are you unique? Come on, somebody. And so I remember in that chemistry class, and that evil chemist said, "Pastor Dean, look how this salt burns. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Look how this salt burns. It's just burning. Watch the changes of the colors of the flame, Pastor Dean. I love to see salt burn." Yeah, this is what Satan told me. He loves to see salt burn. Our church has now followed the beast. Our church has now followed this one world religious system. Our church has now loved Satan. Our church has loved Satan now. They don't love Jesus anymore. They love money and they love Satan. That's where our churches have become. They don't love the cross and they don't love Jesus, but they love money and they love Satan, and they want to see you burn. And burn in hell is where they want you to go. Yes, so I went to your church and I said, and I was sitting in the pew and I said, "Why does this church want to burn me?" "Because Satan wants to burn salt." So I started thinking and I said, "Boy, they sure tied a lot of believers in Jesus Christ to the cross, set them on fire, rolled them down the hill." And I started thinking, boy, I remember watching Joan of Arc also. Oh my gosh, this evil chemist, he loves to burn salt. And Satan is that evil chemist, and he loves to burn salt. And you are the salt of the world. And Satan wants to burn you. You are a value commodity. You have worth. You have worth. Whoever is listening, you have worth today. If you love Jesus, you have worth. And the Bible says that you are the salt of the world, and that you have preserving influence, and you can preserve. You have preserving influence, and you should preserve that influence in your culture today. Jesus Christ calls you the salt of the earth. Because why? Because you add flavor, and you are unique, and you can add flavor to people around you, and you can make a difference to people around you. Even though they might call you a little crazy, and even though they might not listen to you, you still have some flavor and you have something to offer. Even those people that don't want to even let you get in the game because they worship Satan and the beast, they have sold their soul, but you can still get in the game. Why? Because you are the salt of the earth and you have flavor. Oh, come on, somebody. You said, "I want to play in the game," but they never let you in the play. Because the people that are playing the game, the game's now being played for Satan. I'm here to tell you, the society of America now, they play for Satan. They're not playing the game for Jesus anymore. So if you love Jesus, I'm here to tell you that you are the salt and you add flavor. They are a flavorless game. I'm here to tell you, I don't know about that, America's become a flavorless country. There's no flavor here. Jesus is what gave America flavor, and we have taken Jesus out. We have taken Jesus out of our public schools, Jesus out of our marriage, Jesus out of our television. We have taken Jesus out of every facet of our life, and you wonder why there's so much chaos, because there's no flavor. There's no salt anymore. We have no salt. Why? Because Satan burned up all the salt. But you are the salt of the earth, the Bible says. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? You see, the church was once the salt of this nation, but the church has become tasteless. The church now follows the beast in the one world global religious system, but it's tasteless. They don't preach about Jesus Christ anymore. Satan loves to burn salt. Well, burn the salt, Satan. But he just can't get the fire hot enough. You see? He loves to burn salt, but he has a problem getting the fire to 800 degrees Celsius. To the melting point. Yes, salt is that compound of sodium and chloride. It comes from the beds of seawater, and it's produced all over the world. You are the salt of the earth. that love Jesus today. Add flavor to your communities. Add flavor to right where you're at. Add flavor. Preserve the culture that Satan wants to destroy. Preserve your Constitution and Bill of Rights, because Satan has come to destroy that in America. Preserve your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, because Satan is coming to burn salt. He hates the flavor. And I know today that those of you that are listening, I'm here to tell you that you are the flavor. That you are the salt of the earth. That you are the light of the world. This is what the Bible says. Hebrews 10:29, how much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? You know, Satan loves to burn salt, while Jesus wants you to be the salt of the earth. He wants you to add flavor. Yes. Jesus wants you to be the salt of the earth. Jesus wants you to add flavor. Jesus wants you to stop the decay, stop the corruption. Jesus wants you to be a flavorful people. Yes. Jesus is on our side. What about you today? What are you doing for Jesus Christ? Are you that city that's set on a hill? Are you the one that's illuminating, exposing the corruption? Don't you think it's time that we be that light and illuminate and expose the corruption that's happening in America today? Yes, Satan loves to burn salt. But Jesus wants you to be the salt of the earth. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus, and we need Him now.
Conscious freedom running deep in my own heart.